Isaac the Nothing Miller here. We're still waiting for Dennis Spike to call in at some point tonight. Getting close to Christmas. Things get busy. Hopefully we'll get everything going on the air tonight. Just got a few things to chat about. You know, if you were listening in last week, here in Portland, we had a little sturgeon get-together, kayak fishing on the Willamette River. And great time. Unfortunately, of course, I missed out between work. If I didn't have work, I'd be doing a fly fishing seminar. And if I didn't have that, I would have been fishing. And then my wife's company had her Christmas party. So crazy busy day for me last Saturday. I missed out. But 12 or 13 guys from Northwest Kayak Anglers, northwestkayakangler.com. They got together down at George Rogers Park, right outside of Portland, Oregon, did some sturgeon fishing. For a lot of the guys, it was their first time, and they got on some fish. I haven't heard if anybody missed out of catching at least one fish, but I know there are a lot of fish caught. The largest, get this, there's still a 93-inch sturgeon in the Willamette River in winter. Quick math, that's just shy of 8 feet, 7 feet, 9 inches. Big, big, huge white sturgeon right there. Killer. Wish I could have seen that. Definitely jealous. Wish I could have gotten out there. Like I said, just too busy for me to get out there today. Been playing with my mail. Like I said, it's Christmas, the holidays. We had a fly swap on a local forum, Oregon Fishing Forum, trading out some steelhead flies. I got my package today. We got some nice-looking intruders, some nymphs, some awesome-looking big old stone flies. Just been kind of playing with those, getting through things. And because of that, I lost track of time and didn't have a full show geared up and ready to go. If you want to give us a call in, phone number 714-816-4727. You know, of course, this is the West Coast show. But, hey, we're open to other fishing. If you've been out fishing in your kayak any time recently or fishing at all, East Coast, West Coast, outside the U.S., we don't care. We'd love to get a good report and hear about your fishing trip. Once again, that phone number is 714-816-4727. If you're listening to us on the air, if you're on blogtalkradio.com, or if you're on kayakfishingradio.com, either way, you can sign up, log in there, jump into the chat room. Logging in allows you that chance to really talk and interact with us. If you've got any questions, any comments, I can see those in the corner of my screen. We can relay back and forth. I can see if we can get some questions answered or hear about your fishing, you know, either way. Some cool stuff has hit the market lately. One of the big things, Greenfish has a new universal camera mount. This is built, it fits Scotty rod holders. It fits ram mounts. If you've got a flush mount rod holder behind the seat, some kayaks even in front of the seat, if you got a flush mount, it'll lock into that flush mount too. Really cool setup. It's got a flexible head. Looks pretty sweet. Like I said, that's greenfish.com, and retails for around $80. Great little setup, and of course a great organization. A lot of Greenfish's, or a portion of every single one of their sales, goes back to conservation efforts that we anglers would be cool with. So, you know, the California marine protection areas, not so much. We can't fish them. Not the best thing. But promoting catch and release fishing, that type of thing, Greenfish is fully behind that. They support several great causes. They got other things besides the camera mount, hats, hoodies, t-shirts. I know I've got a hat and a hoodie. Great stuff all around. Like I said, greenfish.com. That camera mount's been making the buzz lately over at on Facebook through a variety of different people. People that have gotten their hands on them, been able to check them out and really see how they work. They definitely seem really slick. Multi-piece, it comes in a carry case. Like I said, it snaps into a variety of different rod holders. It truly is one of the best universal mounts out there that I've ever seen. Because like I said, it'll fit in everything. And it looks like I got the green fish website wrong. Let me see if I can get that right. Like it seemed like I jumped in. I didn't have a whole lot of notes taken ahead of time. Let's see. Fish.
There we go.
Thank you, Facebook. I said, yeah, they're on Facebook. Just look for Greenfish, all one word. It's on there. Their website, greenfishmovement.com. Like I said, they've got this really slick new, they're calling it the CPR mount. It's the catch, photograph, release mount. If you're familiar with the Gorilla Pods and those types of flexible tripods, the whole upper section of this camera mount is made of that similar material. Like I said, super really cool. Flexible arms, no slip grips, and you know, it'll fit pretty much every single camera mount or rod holder mount out there on the market. Looks like they may be out at the moment. They're going to have some. Yep, they are. They did sell out this week. Their next production's coming up very soon. You can, I believe, pre-order. You can at least send them an email and say, hey, I want one of these, and they'll tell you how to hook up and get that rod holder. We said you can see more over at the Greenfish website, greenfishmovement.com. They're also on Facebook. Just look up Greenfish. They're on there. Super cool stuff. While we're talking about gear, Yak Attack has come at us with some more stuff. Oh my goodness. They've got so much new gear in the last week. It's going to be hard to cover it all. First and foremost, their Night Strike pinstriping is back. They had a little bit a long time ago. It flew off the shelves. It's right back on. And this is a good safety device, really. I mean, it's tape, quarter-inch wide tape, highly reflective. I mean, this stuff sticks to my kayak. I've got an ocean kayak. It sticks on there really well. You know, Luther over at Yak Attack says, hey, if you can get masking tape to stick to your kayak, you know, and we're not saying stick masking tape and go out on the water, but if masking tape sticks and it holds fairly well on your kayak, this stuff will hold and it will be awesome. It'll stick on there forever. They're planning on starting shipping later next week. This reflective tape, variety of colors, yellow, orange, red, green, white, blue. You know, if you're wanting to put, say, red on the right, green on the left, you can do that. Sticks on there. You don't necessarily need lights on a kayak, but having the colors will still give power boaters on the water, if you're fishing at night or in these dark, wintry days, it gives them the opportunity to really see what's going on. They can see your boat, what direction you're going. I mean, it's a very important safety factor in this situation, something that I think everyone should have. That's not the only thing they brought out this week. There's been a lot of reviews about their GearTrack. It's been out for a little while, but the GearTrack is a super awesome, basically bolt-on rail mount system for kayaks. I've been super excited since I first got a chance to take a look at the mounts back at Outdoor Retailer over the summer. And like I said, it bolts straight onto the kayak. It includes screws to mount it on, and it's solid. My goodness, it is super solid. Just two screws into one of these GearTrack rail mounts, you couldn't pull them out. I'm pretty sure we lifted up a kayak from the GearTracks, or actually from an accessory attached to the GearTracks. Could be wrong. That seems to be in my memory, and I'm pretty sure we did that. So they've got a couple other things. The fullback is an internal backing plate for the Yak Attack Mighty Mount system, which is, sometimes you want to get a good backing piece. Most guys might use a small piece of plastic, drill a couple holes into the plastic at the same time as you're doing the holes for the mount on the top of the kayak, run some bolts through, call it done. Well, the fullback is made specifically for the Mighty Mount. It also bolts. It's threaded, so it firmly attaches and creates a really strong hold to the Mighty Mount system. Definitely another great setup. Now, I know from time to time, actually more often than not, you might want to put a rod holder, or in this case, a Mighty Mount setup, in a position on the kayak where you can't reach the inside of the kayak. You can't reach up in there and get bolts in. You wouldn't be able to reach up, get the Mighty Mount into place, but you really want to have that reinforcement on the backside. Because you can't reach it, there's no mount there. You skip it and you go for the next best spot. Well, Yak Attack's got another great thing called the rigging bullet. And basically this is, I don't know exactly how to explain it. It's a small cylinder with a hole through it. You run some heavyweight fishing line, be it, 40 or 60 pound monofilament, some heavy duty Dacron, something, if you're at 30, 40, 120, whatever, Dacron will fit right through there. And when you drill the holes for your Mighty Mount, you can slide the rigging bullet through. So you want to go through the hole or through the Mighty Mount or whatever accessory you're trying to attach. Then you go through the hole in your kayak, and then you can grab that mount, grab the rigging bullet, slide whatever attachment you want to be putting on the other side of the plastic in your kayak, and put a little rubber grommet on there, and you can use the fishing line to then bring up whatever backing material you're trying to use. You can thread the bolt in, boom, you're set. Like I said, it's really hard to explain, but if you go to Facebook, go to the Yak Attack page on Facebook, facebook.com/YakAttackLLC. You're going to see a link. If you scroll down a little bit, they'll have it on there for the fullback and the rigging bullet. And definitely an awesome little setup. Luther over at Yak Attack does a full demonstration of how both products work all in one video. Like I said, that's definitely something super slick. And if you're into do-it-yourself modding of your kayaks, both the Mighty Mount and the rigging bullet are definitely two things that you've got to have, especially for those places that are hard to reach or really impossible to reach. definitely pretty cool. A couple of weeks ago, you might have heard me talk about the Recycled Fish Holiday Tackle Box auctions. We are down to, let's see, it's Friday, the last, current, as of right this moment, the last 44 minutes of auction time on the last tackle boxes right now. It's been a lot of great stuff on auction. Really, that's really all there is to it. It's a lot of great stuff. People have gotten some awesome deals. Anywhere, you know, some people have picked up these full tackle boxes complete with Ono sunglasses, Flambeau boxes, Berkeley Trilene, Vicious Fishing Line, a ton of stuff. Strike King lures, Ventafish, venting tools, just loaded. $300 to $450 worth of gear. Some people have picked these up for as little as $75, which is just insane. Actually, I might be wrong here. All right, scratch all that. I just went to eBay, and it looks like they are all gone now. Darn, if you missed out, I'm sorry. I know a couple kayak anglers did win this. I know one guy over on yakangler.com was talking about his auction winnings. And, of course, I picked one up myself. Couldn't pass up a killer deal on a ton of gear and sunglasses and help out an awesome cause such as Recycled Fish. And I'm not sure where exactly the funds of my auction went. I know 80% went to Recycled Fish. I think the other 20% either went to BASS Conservation or Anglers Forever. I don't remember which one. There was several different charities also benefiting from these auctions. So you really couldn't go wrong. If you missed out, sorry. If you did win, awesome. I know you got to be happy with what's showing up in the mailbox right now. Definitely a good time there. And I know we got folks showing up right now. Unfortunately, like I said, I wasn't completely prepared for tonight. And, you know, the wonderful Dennis Spike, the one that usually is the prime time of the show, the one that had all the info to talk about tonight, not sure exactly where he's at. Definitely plan on having a great show for you guys next week as we come into summer or come into Christmas week. Summer, God, I am definitely dreaming, aren't I? We'll catch up with you guys next week. I know crabbing out here has been awesome. Winter steelhead fishing, you know what? Could probably be better. The fish are here, the fishing's good. But it hasn't rained but, what, a quarter of an inch for the last 2 weeks. The top of my convertible's been down forever. Of course, it's 35 to 40 degrees, but hey, why we dress warm? Definitely, you know, I know these fish are stacking up right at the mouths of all the rivers, waiting for some good rain to come down, bring that water level up, and the fish will show up in mass when that happens. But hey, in the meantime, like I said, check back again with us next week, Friday, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern. Show usually runs 30, 45 minutes, and we'll have full reports from Oregon and California and probably beyond next week here on Kayak Fishing Radio, The Wild West. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll check in back later.